Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Afternoons with Arcand and Hard on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Odds and Ends brought to you by Cars for Kids, the easiest way to get rid of your old car. Donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Donate now at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K and the number 4. I got one thing for Odds and Ends here today, and it's a design of a business that doesn't exist yet, but there are artist renderings that hit Twitter yesterday. You a Topgolf guy? You ever been to Topgolf?
I've never been.
Okay.
It's
but
a
you know,
blast.
You understand what it is.
Yeah,
though,
yeah,
right?
yeah, yeah.
It's like you go, you get a little bay, everybody hits into the into the thing. There's
you drink, you
different
eat.
Games. You drink, you eat, you have a great time.
You're
I've been
sold.
To, I live right by the one in Canton, so I've been there a bunch. And I do enjoy it. However, there is now a new project in the works called Jump Shot Live, the Top Golf. Of basketball.
Now, is this
I've
real?
I've seen clips of this. I don't know for sure that it's real, but there is a article about it on topgolf.club/jumpshotlive. And here it is. It says, we previously covered the Top Golf of baseball and soccer on our website. Now we're excited to introduce together another innovative entertainment venue, Jump Shot, uniquely dubbed by its owner as the Top Golf of basketball. Brooklyn Johnny, a entrepreneur named Jonathan Descartes on Instagram, said, we put together a top-notch team for this. Think basketball version of Top Golf. We'll see you soon. In the article, they talk about what's going to go into this. Jump Shot Live will blend sports with entertainment, food and drinks. Eatertainment is what we're calling it. And he introduced the concept via an Instagram video. Jump Shot boasts the involvement of former Lakers assistant coach Phil Handy and several other people. They're joining forces with Detlef Schrempf, who played for the Sonics, and a bunch of other people whose names I don't recognize. DJ Khaled is an advisor. And the doors haven't opened yet, but the idea is there will be a plush check-in area, a restaurant section, a central bar, high tables, and individual boxes, each equipped with their own basketball hoop. Now, Here's the problem that I see immediately. Number one, hitting golf balls doesn't really work up a sweat the way shooting baskets does.
Correct.
If you're out there in the gym and you're shooting baskets for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15, 20 minutes, you're gonna start getting musty. I mean, that's just the way it is. Not so much when you're hitting some golf balls in a climate controlled area. I mean, even if you're in a climate controlled gym and you're shooting hoops, it's going to start to get a little stank in there, you know? Like, that's just, I'm sorry, that's the way it is. And if you're combining food and drinks and everything, and by the way, you're eating and drinking, the ball's bouncing around, you're going to spill your food. It's going to land in the nachos. You're going to spill your beer. And by the way, you want to be drinking beer and then running out there trying to shoot baskets like that? All of this, and I'm a big shoot-around guy. I love shooting baskets. It's like my favorite thing to do. I love just sitting there by myself in a playground somewhere, me in a basket and a hoop, just shooting hoops for as long as I can until people come over and want to play pickup, and then I go home because I'm not in that kind of shape right now. But that's basically it. Like, I love shooting around. But I don't need to incorporate food and drink with my shoot-arounds, and I definitely don't need a whole bunch of my friends all joining in, too. Like, what, we all get a ball? Like, how's that even go? I think this is, in theory, an idea that, oh, wow, cool, a basketball Topgolf. But in execution, I think this is a terrible idea.
I do, too. I mean, it's a cool idea to try, and I think it will fail miserably. I just don't think it'll be very popular for all the reasons you said. Plus, Top Golf, I haven't been there, but like everybody likes to go to the driving range and hit the ball. Whether it's funny how not far it went or how right or left it went, or you crush it and hit it into the back net, whether you're men, women, children, golfer, non-golfer, everybody likes doing that. I feel like just shooting baskets wears off kind of quickly. I don't think there's much upside to that.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you there. Stiz has a little piece of Mike Tyson.
Yeah, I got some Tyson audio. Big fight tomorrow night, so obviously both Mike Tyson and Jake Paul doing the media rounds.
Is this his interview with the kid?
Yes.
Okay, so I've seen this on Twitter, but I haven't actually listened to it yet. People are talking about this. All right, let's
I need you guys to keep in mind, so this is like probably, she can't be more than 10 years old.
Great,
okay? 10-year-old girl interviewing Mike Tyson ahead of his big fight
with
Jake Paul tomorrow.
So after such a successful career, what type of legacy would you like to leave behind when it's all said and done?
Well, I don't know. I don't believe in the word legacy. I just think that's another word for ego. It means absolutely nothing to me. I'm just passing through. I'm going to die, and it's going to be over. No, we're nothing. We're just dead. We're dust. We're absolutely nothing.
Well, thank you so much for sharing. That is some...
That's the best part.
Mike Tyson is so back.
Oh, my God.
Telling you, he's winning. And Joe Mazzulla must love that. He must be a Tyson guy through and through.
We're all just going to die.
We're all just going to be dead.
No such thing as legacy. All we are is dust in the wind, kid. That's it.
Dust.
Wow.
Do I have time to get one in real quick?
What an answer. Go ahead.
I don't know if people are following. There's a couple strikes with unions on the North Shore, Beverly, Marblehead, a couple different places. Marblehead's football team is in the playoffs. At first, they weren't going to let them play. Some parents sued. They've now said the team is going to be allowed to play Friday night in their playoff game, but non-teacher, non-union personnel are going to have to oversee it.
So they're bringing in scab coaches, basically?
That's the way I read it, unless I'm misreading something, which I think is great that they're allowing them to play, but... It's not ideal that they're not going to have, I think, their regular coaches and staff.
No,
and
I would say that's definitely
but
not ideal.
I couldn't, well, other than my son's team, I'll be rooting for them first. The team I'm second most rooting for in the state is Marblehead. With whoever's coaching, hell, let the quarterback call the offensive plays, let the middle linebacker call the defenses,
sure,
and go kick ass, boys.
Yeah, go get them. All right, there you go. That's all the time we have here on WEEI Afternoons. Want to say thanks to Tom Giles. Want to say thanks to Tom E. Curran. It's a Patriots Friday tomorrow at 2 o'clock, so don't miss out on any of that, and keep it right here for Shime and Fitzy, who will take you up until Thursday night football. That's all for us. Talk to you tomorrow at 2 o'clock right here on WEEI.
No, we're nothing. We're just dead. We're dust. We're absolutely nothing.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.